Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us today. I am Kristy Nix, your highly intuitive marketing strategist, and I have with me today Brittany King, who is a mama of five, a writer, and juggles them with the grandest of ease, I have to tell you. And today, we are talking about being the purposeful entrepreneur and really networking on purpose and making those connections that really sustain us both in our business but also in finding our priorities and finding our tribe. So, Brittany, welcome. So glad to have you.
I am so happy to be here. Thank you. And I have to say, I don't know that I always handle it with ease. I try my best, certainly.
Well, I mean, I think that's human.
Yes. But I'm glad
some
to
of
be
us
here.
No, absolutely. So, Brittany, a little bit about you. I read that you have 3 books that you've written. Bedrock, Breaking Bedrock, and Summer With You, and that you're planning to release 2 more this year?
Yes. So I started my publishing journey about a year ago, or just a little over a year ago now, in April of 2013, and I've written 3 books, which are women's fiction or can be considered romance, and I also have one that will come out in September and one that will come out in December of 2014.
Oh, wow. And are these sequels to these books?
They're not. They're both standalone novels.
Wow. Awesome. That is amazing.
Yeah.
And you have 5 kids. That just amazes me that you have time to write.
Well, it's really all about, like anything in life, making the time or, you know, focusing on what it is that you, you know, how you prioritize. And I don't mean to be blasé about that, but it's just what I found in my own life. The more that I can prioritize the things that are meaningful to me, just like within relationships and networking, the more I get done and the happier I am. So
Which is better for everybody, right?
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so we're going to talk today about building, sustaining meaningful connections through networking. And I know that you have been running the Austin Women's Network, and it's something that's basically your job besides writing, right?
That's correct, yes. I founded Austin Women's Network in February of 2012, and we are right at about 1,000 members now. And so far, since January, our events have sold out each month, so I feel like it's really been a blessing and has helped me personally in a lot of ways, just being surrounded by a network of women, but just a network in general of people who are really committed to being successful in both their personal and business lives, because as most of us know, it's all interconnected in some way.
Oh, absolutely. It's all about the relationship. That's one thing I like about women in business particularly, especially when they're on purpose. It's very unique to have be surrounded by that support, because it makes such a difference. It makes a huge difference.
Yes.
So how did you come up with the idea to start a networking group?
Well, I have to kind of go back. I've always been the new kid. or how did I get started in networking? I guess you could say is I've always been the new kid, and I think from the time that I was in in elementary school, from about grades 1 to 4, my parents divorced and we moved, and I went to about 8 different elementary schools, and that was just between first grade and 4th grade. And so in always being the new kid, I quickly learned that you have to either sink or swim. And if you're going to swim, the thing that's going to make the most difference in that is who you have a relationship with and how you're able to build those relationships and connect with others. And so that's a little bit about how I got started. Before Austin Women's Network, or at the time that I started Austin Women's Network, actually, I was executive director for Network in Austin, which has since disbanded, but it's a fairly large organization here. And I loved the people. And I love Scott Ingram was the founder, his message around networking. And I found that it was very purposeful. what I wanted was something specifically for women, because what I found within that network is there weren't a lot of women that were also entrepreneurs. A lot of it was more corporate or women who worked with larger organizations. And so I just felt, I saw that there was a need there, and that's why I created Austin Women's Network.
Mm-hmm. So how has networking benefited you, being a writer and everything? How has that benefited you, networking?
Well, all networking is, and actually all life is really, is just a series of relationships. And I've always been the kind of person who is very curious about others. As a writer, I think that you have to be. So I want to know what motivates people, what drives them to do the things that they do, and what turns them off. And I think that when you really go into a situation where you're curious about other people and their lives and you're genuine about it, you will always find that it helps you. So, you know, I think networking can get a bad, gets a bad rap, but all networking really means is connecting and creating and sustaining relationships. So that's the way I like to think of it.
Yeah, absolutely. So what would you, how would you advise the purposeful entrepreneur to really use networking in their business?
Well, I would first say that you need to be doing it if you're not. And I think we all know that. But we all, and a lot of times, and I'm very guilty of this, especially as I've gotten into my writing career, where I can become a little bit reclusive and think that the way that I'm networking on social media also counts as networking, and that's actually not true. They're very different.
Been there, done that.
But I can fool myself into thinking that, and so what I would say is, or I guess the one thing that I constantly have heard throughout my, time with networking or leading an organization is that, well, networking doesn't work. And I always say to those people, okay, well, what did you do? What did you try? And they'll say, well, you know, I went to 10 different events and nothing happened. Okay. the number one thing that you need to do, that I would advise people, is to find an organization that is intentional in the way that they network. So a happy hour, per se, is going to get you a very different networking experience than, say, coming to Austin Women's Network, where the way that we approach networking and at the event is very focused. So I would say find an organization that aligns with your values. If happy hours and finding people that way work for you in your business, then great, that's what you should be doing. But if you are someone who builds your business by relationships, like, for example, a financial planner and many other things, then you're probably going to want something where you're able to really actually connect with a person during the time that you're at the event. And a happy hour may not be the best approach for that. So so I would say aligning with the proper organization that fits your needs, and then also giving it time, because what most people do is they kind of do the, you know, the throwing things at the wall approach and see what sticks. Well, if you're not spending time within an organization, then you really don't have a chance to have the connections and the relationships that you're creating there. You don't have any time to see them grow or materialize because you're just kind of in and out between events and or, you know, wherever you're spending your time. And what really matters, and I always say this at every event of mine, what really matters is not necessarily what takes place at the event, if you're able to connect. And when I say connect, I mean going beyond, hi, my name is Brittany King, I'm a writer, this is what I do. I mean more than just handing out a business card to someone, because we all know that doesn't work. So what I say, my number one thing is follow up. It's always about your follow up.
Yes,
absolutely. You know, if that makes sense.
Yeah, bringing it in alignment. Yeah, and finding a group. It's, you know, with me going back out into the world with my coaching, I've had to find groups that align with me. It was so interesting to go to, you know, several of the, even the women's networking groups and find that they're so not my audience. They're so not even, in the same ballpark. They don't feel right.
Yes, and I don't, and that's the great thing about having so many different organizations, because there are, you know, truthfully a lot of them, and not every person's going to fit with every organization. For example, when I did create Austin Women's Network, I knew that I was looking for a very specific type of organization to create, and a specific type of person that I wanted to network with. I wanted people who were committed to personal growth in as well as business growth. I wanted people who loved to learn. I didn't want to show up in a place where everyone already knew everything they needed to know, because I wasn't going to gain very much from that experience, so to speak.
Right. Yeah, and I totally agree. And it's very specific. Once you find your group, then you definitely, the follow-up is key, but also being consistent. Absolutely. Showing up.
Consistency is the number one thing in anything that you're really trying to master or accomplish. And one other thing I wanted to note is, you may notice I always lead with that I'm a mom of five, or that I'm a writer, or that I juggle a lot of different things. And the reason that I always lead with more about who I am and what my passions are is because people connect to that. I've had, at least a dozen different jobs in my life. And nowadays, people are changing jobs every 6 months. So if you lead with, my name is so-and-so and this is who I work for, people don't really connect to that. And chances are you may not be working for that same company, you know, within the next,
Doing that same job, because I work, quite a few of my clients are transitioning out of corporate.
Right.
You know, and that's a constant, being an entrepreneur, that's a constant evolutionary process.
Right. And so I think that's, and especially these days where most people don't stay within the same company or even necessarily in the same field for more than 5 years. That's why it's very important to connect with people when you're networking, even in a business setting, with who you are and, you know, what it is you really love to do. Because long before I was a published author, I talked about being a writer because that's what I love to do and that's where I wanted to go. So I always sense some hesitancy with people of, well, in a perfect world, I'd love to be a baker. I'd love to own my own bakery. But they don't really talk about that because they don't feel that they're there yet. When in reality, if they were to talk about it, the right people would show up for them in a way that would make their dreams more possible.
Right, exactly. Because you're calling it in. By putting it out there and saying that, this is where I'm going. Well, I posted an image today. By chasing the vision, the money follows. And a lot of people get stuck chasing the money and the vision falls to the wayside. And having that vision and knowing where you're going, or having an idea of this is where I want to be, and voicing it, you're putting it out into the universe that that's what I want, and then the right things show up. That's exactly how it works.
That's correct. And coming to it with a sense of that this is a journey and not a destination, is, especially coming to networking with that mindset, is really beneficial because, I don't even know of all of them, but I've seen a ton of partnerships that have formed because of Austin Women's Network. And, you know, just 2 months ago, I had a lady stand up and say that I changed her life And all I really did was send out an email. I mean, I didn't feel at the time that I was changing someone's life, but I was simply connecting her with somebody that she needed to be connected with in order to make her dreams come true. And so I always say, don't ever underestimate the power of a connection, because even though you may think you're showing up because you want to sell more, you know, thingamajigs, that may not be ultimately what you get out of it. It may be something so much more than this month selling X number of thingamajigs.
Right.
It may change a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So tell me, so what do you have? Do you have any events or anything coming up in the next few months?
I do. I have a signing at Barnes & Noble's, which is in South Austin at their Sunset Valley location. And like I said, I have two new books coming out, one in September and one in December, and currently have three out. And I believe there will be a new signing at Book People. And as well, you know, it's a no-brainer to say that every month Austin Women's Network meets on the third Thursday. We have a luncheon that is from 11:30 to 1 o'clock. And I'd love to see some more like-minded women show up, because that's truly the great thing about this organization is there are the regulars that come, which make the organization and keep the vision and the philosophy there, but they also tell people about the organization. And so new people come. And so not only do you have a chance to grow the relationships that you may already have there, you also have the chance to build new ones, and that's so important in any networking organization that you have that mix of people.
Absolutely, because the right people always show up.
Exactly.
I love how
and so much of it is getting rid of what you don't want before what you do want shows up. And I mean, I'll be really honest. I took a break with Austin Women's Network. I was feeling a little bit burned out, and what happened was, as summer came up last year, I thought, well, I'll just take the summer off. I'll spend a little more time with my writing, and I'll spend a little, you know, I need to spend a lot of time with my kids, and I'll just take the summer off. And mostly that decision came about because I was feeling burned out, but also the other necessities. But what happened was when I came back, I found that I was more purposeful and more intentional about the people that I wanted within the organization, and not just saying this is for everybody, because the truth is it's not. If you are not in it to give something, give at least as much as you receive, then it's just not the place for you.
Oh yeah.
So being
agree. Yeah. I mean, and it's that's one reason why I really appreciate the Austin Women's Network, just because I feel like it's a group where I can contribute as much as, you know, people just love to give. So I totally find it home. So I really enjoy it. I have to thank you for creating that group.
Thank you. Well, and it also comes from having amazing speakers like yourself. I mean, the speakers also, you know, I bring in people that are aligned with my values and my purpose and my intention, and I've found you to be one of those. So I've been really happy to have you too.
Yeah, it's been fun. So what's the best way for them to get in contact with you to get the books and stuff?
BrittanyKing.com is my website. I also am on most social media sites, Facebook, Twitter. I could, you know, sit here all day and list them all, but BrittanyKing.com is probably the best way to kind of connect you with me everywhere, if that's what you want to do.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for spending time with us today. We just so enjoyed it, and really feel like this really helped, you know, help people to understand what this networking is really about, especially for introverts who are forced to be extroverts like me.
Yes. Well, I appreciate you having me. Thank you so much. It means a lot for you to let me share my vision with everyone. So, and hopefully, you know, you always get what you put out. And so I just appreciate you having me here.
Yeah, I so enjoyed it. So for all of you, BrittanyKing.com to get her books. I've already downloaded two of them, and they're really good. So great summer reads if you guys want to plug into that, a little space between you and the kids, a little mommy time out. And also, yeah, make sure to go to her website, find out when she's going to have some book signings, nothing better than a signed book by the author. And check out Austin Women's Network. If it feels like it's in alignment with you, we'd love to have you. So again, this is Christy Nix, your intuitive marketing strategist, and I hope you guys had a great time. Take care. Till next time.
Thank you, Christy.
Bye.